There's an old gentleman that called me. He's 87. He wants me to come by his house at 5.
87.
You know, this is a... I hope this isn't on there, but this is very interesting. I thought it would not be, but it's very interesting.
What were you saying about the quilt?
I thought a quilt was like just, say, a piece of material like wool, maybe may have a design waked into it, but it was one piece of material, and I thought a comfortable was like too thinness is stuffed with something,
mm-hmm.
which made it thick, and then it was tufted, but I may be wrong.
What about at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Never had the experience.
Do you ever hear bolster?
Yes, I've heard of bolster.
Huh?
I have heard of it, but that is, I believe, one pillow that's the width of the bed. But I guess I never was exposed to one, so...
You'd say it didn't go partway across the bed.
Halfway.
It went...
All the way.
Do you ever hear the expression clean across or slam across or plumb across?
Yes, I think we use the expression clean across.
Mm-hmm. What about the others?
Not the others.
And a long time ago, well, say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you could make a
pallet.
And talking about land, you'd say, we expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
Or another way of saying that.
Productive, but fertile, but I think we just say rich.
What different kinds of land are there around here?
Well, there's high land, which is has a good loam soil. Near the beach is very sandy, and then we have a mucky black soil.
Mm-hmm. What's the loam soil?
Loam is, actually, I believe it's has some clay in it.
Mm-hmm. Is it good?
It's good farmland, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the flat land next to a river or a stream?
Marsh.
Hmm?
Marsh.
Okay. What about the, is that good for planting? Or is it
well, it was good for planting certain crops, like, the cabbage family crop.
Mm-hmm. What about the, just sort of low-lying land that's, kind of just
well, maybe that's really what I was talking about is a marsh, and the other, maybe I should have said meadow.
Mm-hmm. What's a meadow?
Meadow would be drier than the marsh, mm-hmm. but still low and flat without trees on it.
What about bottom land or low land?
Yes, but I think, again, that's getting more like over in Mississippi. I don't think we call it bottom land. I know what you're talking about. We call it swamp land. Marsh.
What's the difference between a swamp and a marsh?
Well, a marsh is not as swampy as a swamp. and a marsh usually is like very low, very wet.
Does it have trees in it?
But no trees, mm-hmm. grass. And a swamp could have water standing in it, but have trees like cypress trees and mm-hmm. growing out of the water.
Say if you had some land that was swampy and you wanted to get the water off it. You say you wanted to
drain it.
And the things that you dig to drain it.
A ditch.
What if it's a ditch has been dug so and enlarged so it's big enough for a small boat to go through?
Canal.
Okay. And a small rise in land is called a...
Well, I know you don't mean hill.
Well, say that... To open the door, you take hold of the door. This would be the...
Yeah. But you said the name of a small rise.
Yeah, you call this a...
doorknob.
Do you ever use the word knob?
No. Knoll. We call it a knoll.
Uh-huh.